From Tidbits on July 31st, 2017, this is Apple discontinues the iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle by Josh Centers. Say goodbye to non-iOS iPods. Apple has officially tossed the iPod Nano and the iPod Shuffle into the dustbin of history, where they've landed on top of the iPod Classic. Watchful observers noticed that the links to both products on Apple's website went defunct last week, and Apple confirmed to The Verge that both products have been discontinued. To smooth things over, Apple has doubled the storage capacity of the iPod Touch. Today, we're simplifying our iPod lineup with two models of iPod Touch, now with double capacity, starting at just $199. And we're discontinuing the iPod Shuffle and iPod Nano, Apple said. That means you can now buy a 32GB iPod Touch for $199 and a 128GB model for $299. The 16GB and 64GB models have been discontinued. The writing has been on the wall for a while. Neither of these products has seen substantial updates in years. Apple last revised the iPod Nano in a significant way in 2012, and the iPod Shuffle in 2010. You may still be able to buy them from other sources for a while, but stock will eventually run out. If you're in the market for a small music player, Apple prefer that you purchase an Apple Watch and a pair of AirPods, which are over $500 and nets the company much more profit than the relatively cheap iPods. Of course, the Apple Watch can hold only a single playlist, and syncing is slow. We'd like to see Apple make the Apple Watch a better replacement for the small iPods in future versions of watchOS. For those who prefer Spotify to Apple Music, an $85.99 music player called Mighty aims to replace the iPod Shuffle. We haven't tried it yet, but claims to clip to clothing, pair with Bluetooth headsets, hold 1,000 songs, provide up to 5 hours of battery life, and be drop and water resistant. Are there any other devices you're considering as a replacement for the iPod Nano and iPod Shuffle? Tell us about them in the comments. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Jamf Now. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.